Great. Okay. Well, let's crack on with the next phase. The first thing, thanks for shares there, is again to say that I've kind of called these for the purposes of this sort of exercise going through like your seven energies of abundance, if you like. Again, just to encourage you not to get too attached to that idea or those kind of things, but they are useful to work with. But what we need to do, because we want to really bring it down to what is your natural abundance and get it into a really simple, usable form. So again, I kind of mentioned about the sort of colours of the rainbow, and in a way, you can think of it a bit like a prism. We tend to think of a prism as something which splits the light, but it also does the reverse. If you take all the colors of the rainbow and put them through a prism, it will then sort of combine them to become one white light, if you like, or just white light, which is, although it is many things, it is also one thing or can be labeled one thing. So we're kind of going to do the same, but in a way more than that, we're going to be, what you're going to do now is you're going to take that list of energies and use them to explore, well, who you are in your abundant wholeness, because those are the facets. Let's look at the wholeness. And in the wholeness of being, or being that, what you bring, and then what the impact of that is, and how life responds when you do. So there's four distinct stages. But again, it's all reduced to become really simple. So the way I've looked at calling this section, the second part here, is about looking at the sort of the mechanisms of how you go from taking all of these different facets, you kind of channel them through, combine them, that brings something, and as it brings something, it kind of causes something, and then as you cause something outside and expressing yourself, life responds. And that response from life is very much your natural abundance, because that's the expression that comes back to you. And at each stage, of course, we'll be getting a cookie cutter or that kind of connected label, if you like, which helps you then do something useful with it or connect to the whole energy of it. So it's very simple, but I'm going to ask you to get your pen and paper out, because there's about four sentences you're going to need to write down. So again, I'll give you instructions. Then I'll take Gina through it, because I did her on the first one. And just to give you a heads up there, G. And then you can go ahead and we'll do it, and we'll swap processes as well. So here's the instructions. So what you're going to do is, again, we're going to be using mindless sentence completion, so the same rules apply, but obviously decide who's going to go first. So if you're being taken through it, your instructions are just to close your eyes and listen to your partner. They're going to read you back your seven energies. That's why your partner needs to have those seven energies. So they'll read them back, and then they'll say complete the sentence, first thought, best thought, through a series of sentences. Okay, so I'll read those out to you so you know what they are. So the facilitator will say, we'll read out your partner's list of seven energies. So I'll give you mine. Mine were peace, pleasure, abundance, the divine, longing, hedonism, and giving. And then here you'll say, complete the sentence, first thought, best thought. And these is what I'll go through several times, but just so you have them. So the first one is, when I weave these strands together, I am dot dot dot. I'll say that one again. When I weave these strands together, I am. And now the interesting thing about this is you're going to use that answer in the next sentence. So I've called it NA1, because when you write these things in general terms, you have to give them labels that look like algebra, so I put it NA1. So if I give you an example of that, again, I'll use my example, I might as well. So my example of the first answer was, when I weave these strands together, I am mighty, is what came out for me. So write it down, move straight on, and use it in the second one. So the next one is, when I am, in my example, mighty, but it'll be whatever it is, I bring glass. So when I am whatever, I bring dot dot dot. Mine was power. So when I am mighty, I bring power. Third one, and again, it's just keep moving through. You're going to again use the answer from the second one, the third one. When I bring, in my case, it was power. I cause dot dot dot. And my answer was chaos. Who knew? And again, use that in the fourth one. When I cause, in my example, chaos, life gives me whatever pops out, and for me, pleasure. Turns out pleasure is my natural abundance. How fab is that? So I'll go through it again. When I weave these strands together, I am, number one. When I am, number one, I bring, number two. When I bring, number two, I cause, whatever pops out, number three. When I cause, number three, life gives me, and then number four, which is your last one.